Unit 14, in the classroom. The classroom was set up and ready for the start of a brand new semester. Professor Watt was grateful for the relaxing summer vacation, but he was eager to see his new students and start the curriculum. Unlike in the previous years, this year he spent some time decorating the classroom more. He hoped that this would provide a more comfortable atmosphere for the students as they began their studies. The previous year had witnessed a major shift in the school structure. Due to budget cuts, many of the old teachers had been fired or transferred to new school districts. The only way to provide the students with adequate facilities was to combine classes together, meaning that the total students in each class had now doubled from 20 to 40. Many of the other professors in the school were envious that Professor Watt was staying while they were being laid off. However, he had been a tenured teacher for over 15 years at the school, and he felt confident that it was his right to stay. Despite the influx in students this year, Professor Watt was eager to begin classes. On the first day of school, the students piled in while talking to their friends all about the summer vacations. Professor Watt brought immediate order to the classroom, introduced himself, and handed them each a syllabus, detailing all they would cover in the year to come. He went over the various modern-day issues that they would be discussing in current events and encouraged them to read the paper at least once a week. He referred them to the school library if they did not have the means to purchase a newspaper each week. Further, he made mention of his golden rule that if any of the students use logographs in their writing, they would be marked off for laziness. Professor Watt told them that he was not always going to be querying them for bold-faced facts on exams. He required them to think critically and use logic when answering questions. Further, he told them that even if they did not support an argument they were defending, they should speak with conviction to try and convince him otherwise. He wanted them to see all sides and aspects of every argument, even if they did not believe in it. Professor Watts could tell that some of his students were genuinely interested as they took notes and quietly whispered among themselves. He had a great feeling about the academic year to come.